The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And we are so busy on the Sunday Business Show, a special Sunday Business Show today, but there's one thing that I must do. This year's investment conference, which is the End of Cheap Money Conference, Investment Conference 2017, will take place this Tuesday evening at the 19th in the Intercontinental Hotel, formerly the Four Seasons Hotel, Simmons Court, Ballsbridge. Registration is at 4:30 p.m. You can get more information about the conference, which is now the largest independent investment conference in Ireland. The speakers, and also you can register on gillenmarkets.com. So we'll go straight on to a fascinating story. How about this for a business story? Airbnb for dogs. Mm-hmm. The fabulously named House My Dog is already an Irish success story, and it's only 3 years old. And they very recently raised €560,000 on Crowdcube. They had a target of only €180,000, and they way exceeded that. And that's going to fund their expansion into Europe. So the company is an overnight success after three very long years of slog. James McElroy is co-founder of House My Dog. His other co-founder is his brother, Timothy. And James is in studio with me. Good morning, James.
Hi, Conal. How are you? Good morning.
You must be feeling delighted.
Yeah, it's been a very, very exciting week. Obviously, we're delighted that we hit our target on Crowdcube and we went into the overfunding. So, as you're saying there, yeah, it's the overnight success, but the 3 years before there. So there was a lot of kind of work leading up to that, and even just to get on the platform. And the guys in Crowdcube, like Darren Mulville and Sarah Palmer, have been great in getting our application up. And yeah, we're delighted with the response. So, great week.
You better tell the world what Airbnb for dogs really means. House My Dog.
Yeah, so we're basically a pet services marketplace. So we connect dog owners with local vetted sitters. So similar to Airbnb, you go on, you search your location, and then you can find a list of vetted sitters in your area. And then once you've kind of found the perfect match for you and your dog, you can travel with peace of mind, knowing that your dog is being cared for in a loving home, and also covered by the House My Dog Guarantee, which is free emergency vet coverage and 24/7 support.
And how do you become a vet minder? Sorry, a pet minder.
So to become a sitter, yeah. So all the sitters obviously go through a really vigorous vetting process. So
by yourselves?
By ourselves, yes. So when we first set up the company, we said obviously trust within the community is primary to us. So you can sign up. It's free to sign up, but you go through a vetting process like a phone interview and an online application. And once all those things have been ticked, you can go live and start minding dogs on the site. And it's a great way if you love animals to make a bit of extra money doing something you love. And yeah, some of our top sitters now are earning over $1,500 a month, so it's a great
way. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you've got $560,000 on Crowdcube. Mm. Why the excitement? What's driving people to give you money?
I think when you look at the pet services industry, it's very outdated. So that's kind of one of the reasons myself and Timothy set up the business. So we kind of really identified with the problem ourselves with our own dog, Holly. You know, when we travelled, we hated leaving her in a caged environment, and it was very, very hard to find a pet sitter. You know, you had to ask your vet or go onto a classified site. And even then...
Well, would you not go down to a kennels?
Yeah, well, we didn't like to leave her in the kennel. She just didn't respond well. Like, some kennels are great, but our own dog, her experience in the kennel just wasn't a very positive one. And then we kind of saw what kind of Uber and Airbnb, how they were kind of integrating a layer of technology into their industries and making it far more efficient and easier to book a cab or book a hotel. And we said, well, the pet services industry is very outdated. We talked to the dog owners. A lot of people felt the same. So we said someone needs to kind of come in and disrupt the status quo.
And you are going to do this across Europe. Is the demand there?
Yeah, so right now we're operating in Ireland, the UK and Germany. So we actually recently acquired our German competitor in July. So that kind of given us a really good platform to expand quickly in there. And the plan is to, over the next couple of months and years, kind of be pan-European. But at the moment now, we're kind of focusing on growing further into the UK and Germany. And then down the line, next would be probably France and Austria.
And this must put resources problems in place. I mean, how many people do you need?
Yeah, well, that's it. So it's very scalable in the sense that we have built a kind of playbook now. So when we go into a city, we know exactly. We kind of onboard the initial supply of sitters. We vet those sitters. And once we kind of reach a critical mass there, then we bring the dog owners on and start bringing the liquidity to those sitters. Because if I sign up to House My Dog as a sitter and I don't get a booking within a couple of weeks, I'd probably say, okay, well, this site's not very good. So we're always trying to kind of, when we go into a new location, we kind of know exactly kind of when what levers to pull and grow. And so it's the, that's why one of the main reasons we were crowdfunding and trying to obviously close around with Enterprise Ireland as well, is to help us have those resources to build our team and improve our product.
With crowdfunding, people normally get some benefits. What benefits were there to be got? Is the crowdfunding closed now?
Yeah, no, it's closed. So we had a higher level target. So it's nearly reached that higher level target of 600,000. So once it hits that, we stop, because it's an equity crowdfund. So they actually take a percentage of the company. And that's actually one of the reasons myself and my brother decided to go down the road of crowdfunding, is I thought it was really, really cool to be able to give your own community, to own a part of House My Dog. And a lot of the money has been coming from our own community, which is really cool to see.
And why Crowdcube? Because there are other platforms, aren't there?
Yeah, Crowdcube, we talked a lot of the other ones, and I think they're all great, but Crowdcube reached out to us, and kind of what they were doing and how you invested really worked well for kind of the story we were trying to get across. And the Crowdcube was just really great for us, and we're obviously now happy that we went with them.
Got a lot of money. So next steps for you is to, are you going to hire people or?
Yeah, that's the next step for us is we're also working with Enterprise Ireland, and I must say that they've been really great along the way, and they've really helped us with giving us grants and the mentoring and stuff. But our next steps now are to close out our seed round and then be able to grow our team. And we were about to open up a space in Berlin, and we're opening up a space in London as well. So our next steps is building our team and also improving our product.
HQ
will be in Dublin, yes. Yeah. But improving our product too, so making it a bit more user friendly for our owners, and also a more powerful tool for our sitters.
Finger in the air, how many people will you employ in, say, the next 12 months, 18 months?
We hope in the next 12 to 18 months to hit kind of 11 or 12 full-time employees.
That's a nice little business, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. It's an interesting road, but it's an exciting road ahead, and myself and my brother are really looking forward to it.
And states, have you thought about the states?
We have, with the States, kind of, you kind of lose sleep thinking about the States. But yeah, there's a big tech competitor in the States kind of doing what they're doing, and they've raised a lot of money, and I think they're probably going to IPO now in the next couple of months. So it would be very, very hard to go in and disrupt the States, but Europe is still kind
Europe
of wide
is
open.
Plenty, 500 million people.
Exactly.
550, I think.
Yeah, so.
That'll do you for the while.
Yeah, that'll do us for the while.
Before I let you go, I think you want to make a pledge.
Yes, we'd love to. And unfortunately for you, Conal, we'd love to match the last donation. So I think that was €150 for every cricket.
Cricket, I think, yeah. So it looks like cricket will be on the menu. Yeah. So thank you very much.
No
that
problem.
Is very, very good of you. Because what is being pledged there by James is the for the Irish Cancer Society, because we're doing the Dare to Care fundraising. And if you want to get involved, please text DARE to 50300 to donate €4. Text costs €4. Irish Cancer Society will receive a minimum of €3.25. Service providers like Charity Helpline 076-680-057-278, or go to today.fm/dare2care for everything you need to know and donate. And I'm told that crunch time will be coming up towards the end of the programme.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.